time for us to meet the Lord. And it's always good to know that God's word is true. Definitely, we know that his word is true because all of the things that are coming to pass, and we're seeing that a lot today is really, really, really coming to pass. Today, they are, I was just looking at this news headline, talks about how Michigan passes microchipping legislation. And I just wanted to say a few words about it. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time with you this evening. But hello to everyone out there who's showing up for the chat. I don't really see you coming through yet, but I'm sure that you will be coming through. Hopefully that we'll have a few people to stop by and kind of share with us on some of the latest headlines. Blessings to you, Nick, Armando, and Lynn. King 357 and Lord Reigns, hello, and Sam Gilman, hello. And it's amazing, Sam. You look like you got a tear in your eye, but that's just Michigan, right? And so that's what we're looking at right here. Looks like Michigan House passes human microchipping legislation. And what is they talk about it being highly controversial, and I was just shocked about it. I said, well, let's just take a look at it and see what they're doing here. I guess everybody who is going to be in Black Lives Matter will have the microchip implanted in their right there in their hand. So it's just like the Bible says, it's going to be in your hand. And someone is showing the 3-6 sign here. Let me just flip you over there so you can take a look at it there. Michigan House passes human microchipping legislation despite massive issues and state of emergency in Michigan, and the state of House of Representatives found the time to pass a bill that creates a framework for microchipping humans. The bill is highly questionable as it naturally touches on many issues of civil liberties and privacy. The highly controversial bill is called the Microchip Protection Act, as if microchips need protection, right? And it is sponsored by Representative Brona Kale, I think that's what it is there. And so let's just take a look at Representative Brona Kale. Let's pop that name up there and take a look at it here. Oh, not gonna get it, huh? Let's go with this then, Brona Kale. And I'm thinking, I thought it was, could be wrong. Oh, wait, there it is. There it is there, two N's. Brona Kale, and this representative here is in District 57. And so they have Michigan House of Republicans. And it says, Brona Kale is an American politician from Michigan. Kale is a Republican member of Michigan House. How about that, guys? And it looks like she wants to microchip you. I wonder if she chipped. Well, as you can see, guys, this is going both ways, right? The Act House bill of 5772, and now that it's passed in the state house, it will move to the state senate. If the senate passes it, Governor Whitmer is expected to sign it into law. Wow. So what does that mean? With the way technology has increased over the years, and as it continues to grow, it is important that Michigan jobs provide balance, providers balance the interests of the company with their employees' expectations of privacy. Well, I will say this, guys, when it comes down to, well, let me return to that in just a second. I will say this, when it comes down to privacy, you're not going to have a lot of privacy with a lot of people working at home, you know? And with people working from home, they are actually using your home as their office, which means that you won't be able to have that privacy of just being at home, you know? And so it's quite amazing. Oh man, this room is kind of dark. Let me see if I can turn the lights on. Hold on, guys. Let me get some lights on here. Hold on a minute here. Let's see here. All right, that's a little bit better. Hopefully. Oh man, I got to get used to this new stuff here. So yeah, like I said, you know, they're inching more and more into. It's becoming more draconian every day. When it comes down to it, it's just becoming more and more draconian. They want you to work for them at home. They want you to have a office for them at your home. And they want to also install cameras in your home so that they can check to make sure that you're doing the job that they want you to do. And on top of that, they want to chip you so that they know when you're there at the home working on your job and when you're not, and where you're going, where's your whereabouts, and all of these things. And this is what companies want, because this is coming down to be a society that's run by corporations. And Jesus told us a long time ago that, you know, in the book of Revelation, that you will not be able to buy or sell unless you have this mark that includes you in that commerce, that this new world order kind of commercial society. That's what it'll be. And, you know, Jesus talked about that when he said in Matthew chapter 24, that it's going to be a commercial society, that they will be buying and selling until the very end, right? That's what Jesus was saying, and that's what he was talking about. And I think that's what he says, you know, in Matthew chapter 24. Let's just check that. And then he also, this is kind of a little scripture here, you know, that and let's see if we can get this one here. This is kind of an interesting scripture here. Matthew chapter 24 verse 37, there it is there. And let's take a look at what Jesus had to say. The way it'll be, the way the structure of the end of the age will be. And the end of the age, according to what Jesus says, is that, but as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man, when the coming, also the coming of the Son of Man, when Jesus said he's coming back. As it was in the days of Noah before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the day that the Lord came to enter into, the day Noah entered into the ark, right? You know, they were eating, drinking. That's basically, they were living their regular life, eating and drinking, right? That's what they would be doing. So, all right, that's what Jesus is saying. So let's take a look and see what it says here. They were giving in marriage. They ate and they drank. They were marrying wives, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. Okay, let's take a look and let's see here what it says in Matthew chapter 17, verse 28. And it was the same as in the days of Lot. This is what Jesus is saying. People were eating, drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. Okay, so when Jesus comes back, there's going to be a lot of planting, building, buying, selling, eating, drinking. It'll be a society where it will be, they will just be living in a carnal way. That's what, basically, that's the way people are doing now. People be carrying on with life in a normal way. And then they'll just be buying, selling, eating, drinking, living their normal lives. But they will be doing it with the chip being chipped and the like. You know, that's what, basically, they'll be bought and sold under the beast. They'll be part of the beast system. And the beast system will have, you have to have, in order to buy or sell in this society, you're going to have these chips or chip in your hand, chip in your forehead, someplace you got to do this. It says microchipping has been brought up in many conversations as companies across the country are exploring cost-effective ways to increase workplace efficiency. While these miniature devices are on the rise, so are the calls of workers to have their privacy protected. I need to have their privacy protected. So let me see what this is about here. I'm calling it wrong here. The past microchip. Michigan House passes human microchipping legislation, and despite the massive issue and state of emergency, the Michigan State House of Representatives found the time to pass a bill that creates the framework for microchipping humans. That's what it says, sure enough. And it says the bill is highly questionable, as it naturally touches on many issues of civil liberties and privacy, all right? So it's saying the highly controversial bill is called the Microchip Protection Act, and it is sponsored by Brona Kale. The act is Act House Bill 5672, and is now passes to the state house. Okay, so here's the thing that kind of is confusing about this. Why do they even need to actually talk about this bill? Why do they need to bring it up? You know, why do we need a bill for something that should not be anyway? Why do they need to protect people from being microchipped if nobody wants to be microchipped? You know, it's insane to make a legislation or a bill up to protect people from something that shouldn't happen anyway. So I don't know why the Republican would even come up with an idea that you need to be protected and to frame it in the words Microchip Protection Act, right? Sounds to me very, very suspicious. What are you saying, Christopher Levens? You said it's something like predictive programming. Tell us all what they're doing before they do it. Yeah, I agree. So anyway, hello. How's everybody out there? Mallet, hello. Quack, quack. Borrow, hello. And the Lord Reigns, hello. Isaiah, hello. Isaiah 40. Brooke Pippins, hello. Christopher Levens again. And Naomi Ruth, hello. And Wilma Schiffen, hello. And again, like I said, with this whole thing, why are they even bringing it up? Why even talk about chipping somebody or protecting somebody from getting chipped if you are not going to chip someone in the future. And I'm gonna tell you something, just like I said, it's about the businesses not only having, you know, not only being profitable, but the businesses, it's really about businesses owning the employee. You know, you can be, they don't want to just be an employer anymore. They want to be an owner of the person. It's almost like human trafficking. We have put up with human trafficking for so long that they just come right out in the open and say, well, we no longer want your permission to human traffic. What we want now is just to own you people. That's what we want to do. It's the most sinister and diabolical plan that has been played before us over and over again. The same thing. They say the same thing all the time when it comes down to these sinister evil villains. What do the evil villains always want to do? Hey, Big Al, how you doing? What do the evil villains always want to do? The evil villains always want to rule the world. You know, ha 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 ha. That's all they, you know, they all want to rule the world. They want to rule the world. And that's what we got here with these evil villains. Sinister plan to take everybody and make the entire world slaves. Everyone. You will be slaves to the entire system. We're gonna do the social distancing, so you're going to go home and work from home. And on top of that, have you guys noticed also how the world has changed since 2020 has come? And I'm sure you have, but you know, I was at the airport yesterday, and I flew from Houston, you know, back over here to, you know, my place. And so as I was flying back, I noticed, well, before I even got on the plane, I noticed that they had the escalator, or not the escalator, but the little conveyor belt that walks you down to the terminal, you know, the little thing that you ride on, you know, you go across. They had that shut down. And I know that they had it shut down deliberately because they were trying to say it was shut down due to the coronavirus, right? Then on top of that, all of the snack stations down in the farther corridor of the Houston airport, all of them was just shut down. I thought to myself, what they're trying to do is they are trying to make it as inconvenient to people as possible. You remember how much freedom and convenience we used to have in the years prior to 2020, but 2020 hit, and it's as if some evil villain said, you're getting too much. You guys, no more. We're not gonna allow you to have no more freedom and enjoy life at all. We're gonna put a mask on you and make you into a slave. We're gonna microchip you, and you're gonna work from home. We're not even gonna pay for the office space. Hey, Tamika, how you doing? Tamika Smith, yeah. Yeah, so I'm just saying here, you know, it's amazing that now they're passing legislation to microchip. We have been warp speeded to the end of the age. Just like Jesus said, you know, the time is short now, guys. We are at warp speed. We are coming down to the last days. And what the Lord is planning to do, he's gonna launch his counter defensive, and all of this stuff is gonna come crashing down. Well, you know it's gonna crash down, right? Because the Bible says so, right? That they're in Daniel. That's what it says there in Daniel. Y'all remember Daniel and the image, right? And the rock that was not made with hands. And it came flying down from the sky. Let me see if I can take you to that. Rock hewn out, not made with hands. Yeah, there it is. Daniel. Let's see here. See if I can take you to it. It says, you saw the image, that's what Daniel saw, till a stone that was cut out without hands smote the image on its feet that were of iron and clay. Daniel chapter 2, verse 34. So a huge rock. Now, what am I talking about? You guys who are Bible scholars already know that in Daniel's image, there was Daniel saw an image of a man, and it was a statue of a man, right? And in that statue of that person that he saw, this image had head of gold and silver arms or so. Let me take you to it so you can take a look at it. And then bronze, little skirt. And then you have legs of iron. And then there were feet of clay. And so Daniel, the angel, explained to Daniel that there was the Babylon Empire, the Persian Empire, as we go through history. Babylon was the great kingdom, and then the next kingdom that came along was Persia, and the next kingdom came along was Greece. The fourth kingdom was the Roman Empire. And the fifth kingdom comes down here to our time, which is the feet of clay mixed with iron. And that is our time right now, because the 10 toes represent 10 kingdoms that will develop out of this Antichrist system. And along with that, there'll be the mixing of iron and clay. And that's what scripture lets us know. So there's a foreign substance. The clay represents the seed of man, and the iron, well, that represents something foreign. You can call it nanotechnology or whatever you want to. But that is going to be destroyed by a stone that's going to come out of the heavens and smash this image. And this stone is known to be, none other than the Son of God, Jesus the Rock. So he's going to come and he's going to smash the image that is created by humanity, a mixture of clay with iron. And I believe that these people who are trying to control us are iron men or something like that. There's something different about them. Definitely. Maybe they are Nephilim. Maybe they are fallen angels. Or maybe they are coming through technology and iron. you know, technology having a way of being used as kind of like a Ouija board on steroids, you know, Ouija boards. And so they can communicate these creatures from beyond, will be able to communicate to us and through us through this technology that they're releasing to people. And their ultimate goal is really like Bill Gates was talking about. He wants to hook us up to the Internet of Things. So that, you know, when you have those microchips in your blood, also they want to put it in your blood, nanotechnology into your blood, then they can actually control you. And isn't that wonderful? They can't create real robots, so they want to make us into robots. That's what they want to do. Obviously, robots are a great challenge for them. And so in order to go to the next level in supposedly our evolution, what they want to do is they want to chip us. And, you know, not only chip us, but they want to vaccinate you. Your children, even this fall, are going to, if they're going back to school, they're going to have to submit to that, you know, making them into robots, you know. As a matter of fact, that, you know, basically we are kind of like robots. Whenever I see people walking around virtue signaling with a mask on. And I was in the airport yesterday. Like I said, I was at a Houston airport, and they were making everybody on there wear a mask. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, you know, you have people who are now given authority over you, TSA agents and other regular employees, just telling you to wear a mask. And no one ever thinks about that when you put a mask on, that is a violation of your rights as a human being. And then it also is a violation of the law, because when you think about, these people are actually giving you medical advice without having medical license. You know, if somebody tells you to put a mask on your face and they have not given you a physical to find out whether or not you can actually, you know, that you can actually take a mask without having a heart attack. It's like a stress test. If someone stresses you out and makes you walk with a mask on, and that's stressing your heart and you're really heavy and everything, you could pass out and die. All because somebody gave a knucklehead the right to tell you, you know, not just a TSA agent, but you have people who are flipping hamburgers for a living, and I'm not trying to put anybody down, telling you that you have to wear a mask. Shoot, you have one person standing outside now who is, you know, you go pull up to a gas station and you're pumping your gas, and there's somebody standing right beside you, right next door to you, and they're looking at you, telling you put your mask on. And they're not intelligent at all. They're like just followers, and they're giving you medical advice without even having medical license. And so we have the large majority of people now masking. And we went through the whole thing in March, April, and May, and nobody was masking. And now here we are, and it's hot to then the 4th of July. And they are telling you, you need to mask yourself so you can save lives. And you have some guys stand up virtue signaling, and I saw a guy the other day, and it kind of angered me because, you know, he was standing up there. He was a businessman with his Boston, whatever, you know, his shoes on, his nice little business shoes on, and his white shirt and his creased pants. And then he's standing up there, you know, mingle gray-haired guy. And I'm looking at him like, you know, okay, this guy should have a good level head. Who knows what he's doing? He's a man of the world, understands things. He's in the airport, he's traveling, he's a businessman. And there he's got this mask all over his face, not only on his face, but he has his mask covering his nose. Now, I gotta tell you something, guys. I had to travel, and they make you wear a mask, but the moment they are not around, you better take that mask off your nose. It's damaging to your body. Don't sit there breathing your own carbon dioxide. It's like right now. Do you remember that he used to have a guy named Jim Jones? And this guy convinced everyone to drink poison. Well, you know, I don't know. It's crazy. This is the same thing that they're doing to us now. It's like Jim Jones. They are actually convinced us that doing something that's harmful to you is good for you. Psychological man. What do you say, Psycho Outlaw, Psychic Outlaw Channel? House of Representatives has taken preventative measures against the tech, passing a bill on, what did he say, June 24th? And you say to make microchip involuntary popular mechanics. Really? And your info is wrong. Okay, well, all right. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Our info is wrong. Let me see what date this is here. July 1st. Michigan House passes microchipping legislation. It's not my info. It's just the info here that says it here on this here. I don't know. It could be wrong. Could be wrong. Let me go back and I'll check it out. Sorry. Either way, it doesn't matter. If they're thinking about, if they are actually thinking about, let me see here. Let's go back here. Let's take a look at that. Could be wrong. Maybe this info, yeah, is wrong. Either way, you say this info is fake news, that's fine. If they were thinking about microchipping you, either way, it doesn't matter. Just the thought of it. Why would they even be thinking about it? It says, with every walking around a unique identifier, privacy is out of the window, and it's very difficult to prevent third parties from reading unique identifiers on the tag. This means that anyone could track you. Yeah. Stores could track your entry and exit, showing you as a targeted ad. Thieves could be signaled when you leave your home. Your movement and contacts could be used against you in any number of ways, including identity theft, which is legitimate to talk about. It's legitimate to talk about this because the world is changing so much. Why even talk about someone, you know, even just going to chip them anyway? What was the point in even bringing it up, though? So I don't know. Naomi Ruth, hello. And Brooke Pippins, hello. I don't know. I think the thing is getting back to the mask. People are giving us medical advice that don't have medical license. They're going to have to actually employ a lot of people to get all of this stuff done. And what is really going to take is normalization. Right. Jay Wiggins. Right. They have to normalize this to make it normal to even talk about chipping somebody as if the mask isn't bad enough, you know. But now they're normalizing this whole thing. Feel like I'm really sweating in this room. Boy, this thing is getting hot. I wish to turn the air on in here. So anyway, yeah, I just really wanted to bring that up. You know, there's a lot going on. But, you know, the Bible says that, again, that's the way it would be in the end. We'll be buying, selling, marrying, giving in marriage, eating and drinking. So, in other words, people will just go ahead and take this mark. They're going to take it, no doubt about it. And then there's going to be, the Bible says now, when you take this mark, it's gonna make you sick. Anyone that takes the mark will receive a grievous rash or some sort of thing on them. Just watch out, guy. Just watch out. This is something to see. This is highly controversial. How about this guy? He banned singing in church. I mean, can you get any more satanic? The governor bans you from singing and chanting. It's amazing. Well, anyway, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just pray, Father, for our situation here. And pray, Father, that people will wake up and come to their senses. We bind the enemy's hand. We foil his attempts to put us all in slavery. As long as the church is here, God, we pray, Father, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We pray that your kingdom would come and your will be done. You would deliver us from evil in Jesus' name. Well, guys, I didn't come to stay very long. I just really wanted to share these words with you and this whole thing. Remember, until next time.